It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. It wasn't easy to follow Jane Pauley on the Today Show. It wasn't easy to follow Ronald Reagan as president. And it has not been easy to follow Tony Blair as Prime Minister of Britain. Blair led Britain's Labour Party, which until recently was so dominant that even the war in Iraq did not drive it from power. His replacement, Gordon Brown, faces more trouble, though, just as local elections arrive. We have more this morning from NPR's Rob Gifford in London.
The local elections in Britain function a little like the midterms in the United States, a barometer for broader national feelings about the ruling party and an opportunity to send a message to the national leaders. Seats for local councillors who decide local policies in 160 towns and counties are up for grabs, as well as the hugely prestigious post of Mayor of London. But the downturn in the property market, the squeeze on credit and declining consumer confidence have all put Prime Minister Gordon Brown's Labour Party on the defensive. And if opinion at London's Leather Lane outdoor market is anything to go by, tomorrow's message will not be a positive one for Brown.
The first time in my life I'm not voting Labour. And I used to be in the Labour Party as well. I was a card-carrying member.
60-year-old street vendor Barry Jones is typical of traditional working-class Labour Party supporters who've had enough.
Immigration is a big subject in this country. I think people are trying to sweep it under the door. They've let industry run down. So the old Labour style of governments really are not there anymore. They're more concerned, it seems to me, than the middle classes than the working classes.
Just along the street, Dave Clark is clearing away his stall where he sells bags and suitcases. He too says the Labour Party has become too much like the Conservative or Tory Party.
They're supposed to be for the working man, but they work off the back of the working man. They are crucifying the working man in the street.
Many of the issues that affect people like Jones and Clark are more local than national. The London congestion charge, for instance, $16 that they have to pay to drive their vans into central London each day. But there are plenty of complaints on a national level too. Gordon Brown hasn't helped himself, for instance, by attempting to abolish the lowest rate of income tax, a move that left millions of Britain's poorest households worse off. That prompted a backbench rebellion last week and forced Brown into a humiliating U-turn. Since then, Brown's lieutenants, such as Foreign Secretary David Miliband, have been out in force, backing up the beleaguered Prime Minister.
Well, I think we always knew this was going to be a very tough year. It's a tough year because it's the midterm of a third term, and we've got a world economic situation that is very, very difficult indeed. We know what's fatal. If we fail to defend the leader, if we lose sight of our core convictions, if we don't follow through on what we started.
Miliband and others point to the fact that the Labour Party fared badly in 2004 local elections, but then won a third successive general election the following year. They say it's natural for people to reject the ruling party in mid-term. The biggest problem now, though, is that the main opposition Conservative Party is looking much stronger. Its new leader, David Cameron, is relishing the Labour Party's discomfort.
I think people on low pay, families who struggle often to make ends meet, who are seeing the cost of living rising, and they're seeing their tax bill go up from Labour, I think they feel desperately let down. And what I want to say is, you know, we are there for you. I will try and keep your taxes down. If you do the right thing and save, we'll try and give you the good school that you ought to have.
Gordon Brown doesn't have to call a general election for another 2 years, and so far there have only been rumours that another Labour Party politician might challenge him for the leadership. But even if that were to happen after a bad showing tomorrow, the main underlying problem remains the same, that the Labour Party has been in power already for 11 years, and many feel simply that it's time for a change. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.